Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Stonehenge is one of the most famous monuments in the world. Standing at the height of the tallest stone, some 24 feet, this iconic structure, composed of massive standing stones arranged in a circular layout, has captivated historians, archaeologists, and visitors for centuries. In today's episode, we will be looking at who built it and why, and the cultural significance of this incredible construct. Before we start, for the very few that haven't heard of Stonehenge, let's go through a quick overview. So Stonehenge is a prehistoric stone circle in England, made up of huge standing stones, some in pairs, with a horizontal stone on the top. The tallest stones are around 20 feet high, and the whole structure is arranged in a circle with the smaller stones on the inside. The circle itself is very old, dating back to the Neolithic period, some 4000 to 2500 BCE. The construction of Stonehenge began around 3000 BCE and continued in stages for the next 1500 years. The construction of Stonehenge can be followed through this time period. So around 3000 BCE, the earliest phase of Stonehenge began with the construction of a circular earthwork or henge that included a ditch and a bank, forming a large circular enclosure around 110 meters in diameter. Within this area were 56 chalk pits known as the Aubrey Holes, named after 17th century antiquarian John Aubrey. These may have been used to hold wooden posts or possibly stones. The purpose of this initial phase is not fully understood, but it is likely had some ritualistic or ceremonial significance. The second phase of Stonehenge involved the introduction of smaller stones, known as bluestones, and these are sourced from the Preseli Hills in Wales, approximately 150 miles away. These stones, weighing up to 4 tons each, were arranged in a double circle at the center of the site. This stage marked the first time stones were used at Stonehenge, transforming it from a wooden monument to a stone one. This took place around 2600 to 2400 BCE. Around 2500 BCE, the larger Sarsen stones, which weighed up to 25 tons each, were transported to the site from the Marlborough Downs, around 20 miles away. These stones form the iconic outer circle and inner horseshoe arrangement that is most recognized today. The Sarsens were shaped and arranged with lintels, horizontal stones, that were placed on top, creating the distinctive trilithon structures, which are two vertical stones with a horizontal stone on top. This phase also included the construction of the altar stone, the heel stone, and the slaughter stone. Over the next several centuries, the layout of Stonehenge was continually modified, with stones being arranged and additional elements added. The avenue, a processional pathway, aligned with the summer solstice sunrise and the winter solstice sunset, was constructed during this period. The alignment suggests that Stonehenge may have functioned as a solar calendar or had astronomical purposes. By around 1600 BCE, Stonehenge's role as a major site of activity appears to have diminished. However, it remained an important landmark and potentially a place of burial or ritual for local communities. It continued to draw interest through the Roman period, the medieval era, and into modern times. Theories about its construction and purpose have evolved over the centuries, ranging from a druidic temple to a prehistoric astronomical observatory. A common question for people to ask is, how did they manage to transport these incredibly heavy stones across the distances to construct at this specific location? And the truth is, historians aren't completely sure. Transporting the stones for Stonehenge was a monumental engineering feat for Neolithic people. However, it was achieved. They likely used a combination of sledges, rollers, rafts, human power, and ingenuity to move these massive stones over long distances. Each method leveraged simple yet effective technology, showing a sophisticated understanding of physics, engineering, and logistics for the time. The exact purpose of Stonehenge, unfortunately, also remains a subject of debate among scholars. However, there are some leading theories, and these include astronomical observatory, and this is which many researchers believe Stonehenge was built to mark astronomical events such as solstices and eclipses. Its alignment with the summer solstice sunrise and winter solstice sunset does support this theory. Alternatively, it could be a religious or ceremonial site. So Stonehenge may have been a sacred site for rituals, ceremonies, and burial practices. The presence of cremated human remains around the site supports the idea that it served as a burial ground. Some scholars also suggest that Stonehenge was a place of healing, drawing people from across Britain and Europe. The blue stones themselves were believed to have curative properties, which might explain their arduous transport from Wales. And finally, some historians think there is a social and political symbolism about Stonehenge. So Stonehenge may have symbolized unity, serving as a gathering place for communities from various regions of prehistoric Britain. It could have played a role in social cohesion and governance. So, interest in Stonehenge has persisted into modern times. In the 17th and 18th centuries, antiquarians like John Aubrey and William Stukeley studied the site, sparking public interest. Excavations in the 20th century, notably by William Hawley, Richard Atkinson, and more recently, the Stonehenge Riverside Project, have provided significant insights into its construction, use, and cultural context. Today, Stonehenge is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is managed by English Heritage and attracts millions of visitors every year. Stonehenge has supported several theories that over time, the archaeology and the science hasn't borne out. So the most prevalent of these myths are the following. The first is regarding human sacrifice. So while Stonehenge has long been associated with ancient rituals and ceremonies, the idea of human sacrifice at the site is largely speculative and not really supported by archaeological findings. Archaeologists have found cremated human bones in pits around Stonehenge, particularly in the Aubrey Holes. These remains date from around 3000 to 2500 BCE. And while this indicates that Stonehenge was used as a burial site, the cremated remains suggest that these were more likely ceremonial burials rather than evidence of human sacrifice. The bones discovered do not show signs of violent death that we would typically be associated with human sacrifice. The people there buried seem to have been treated with care, indicating a ritual burial rather than a sacrificial one. Some historians and researchers have speculated that Stonehenge might have been a site for various rituals, possibly including those that involved offerings or ceremonial activities. However, they would be more likely to involve animal sacrifices or offerings rather than human ones. Evidence of animal bones and tools have been found in nearby Durrington Walls, suggesting feasting and ceremonies but again, not human sacrifice. The second prevalent myth is druid worship. The association between druid worship and Stonehenge is a blend of historical speculation, myth, and modern cultural practices rather than a direct evidence-based connection. Druids were the priestly class of the ancient Celtic peoples in Britain, Ireland, and parts of Gaul, which is modern-day France. And this took place during the Iron Age, approximately 800 BCE, right up until the Roman conquest in the first century CE. We have talked more about this in our previous episode, Prehistoric Britain, if you want to check out any of our backlogs. However, the idea that Stonehenge was built or used by Druids gained popularity in the 17th and the 18th centuries through the works of antiquarians like John Aubrey and William Stukeley. Stukeley, in particular, was influential in this regard. He published the idea in his book, Stonehenge, A Temple Restored to the British Druids, in 1740. Stukeley, fascinated by the idea of a pure ancient British religion, romanticized the Druids and connected them to Stonehenge, suggesting that it was a druidic temple for sun worship. However, his theories were not based on any archaeological evidence at all. Druids were known to hold ceremonies in natural settings like sacred groves, oak forests, and stone circles. And this is partly why later thinkers imagine that the grand stone circle of Stonehenge must have been one of their sacred sites. And that concludes our episode today. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and please check out our new episode next week.